This goes to Patty Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-584-0307 regarding Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Everingham, E-V-E-R-I-N-G-H-A-M. Date of birth 12/13/1949. Dear Miss Terry, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Everingham with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was August 9th of 2021. Her weight is stable. Since her last visit, she was treated for acute bronchitis. They did not suspect COVID at that time, and she actually wasn't tested. But she did get better within the next 2 to 3 weeks with antibiotic therapy. She did have some ankle edema last time we talked in August, maybe secondary to the heat at that time. The ankle edema is resolved at this time. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No syncope dizziness. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She is not using metformin, but she is on Toujeo, 40 milligrams once daily. And I want to highlight the Hyzaar, 100/25, one daily. For pain, she uses tramadol and does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, weight is 252, pulse 84, blood pressure 118 over 66. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 14th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.37, which is stable. Calcium is 8.7. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin, 3.7. Liver enzymes are also normal. Hemoglobin A1C is 7.2. And hemoglobin, 10.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Phosphorus, 4.2. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, chronic anemia. Hemoglobin isn't low enough to treat, although it seems to be stable in the range of 10. And generally, we keep renal patients between 10 and 11.5, and they must go less than 10. Their hemoglobin must get less than 10 before we could provide any treatment. She should continue to have lab studies done every 3 months and follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked in this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.